This is KC 107.7 FM.
Yes, KC 107.7. We are talking to Pierre Coetzee. He's the spokesperson of TUSAM. That's the United South African Movement, to explain to us who they are and what they are doing. Hello, Pierre, and welcome on KC. How are you?
Thank you very much, Abel, and good afternoon to yourself and to all your listeners. It's a pleasure to be here.
If you were to explain to us what this movement is about to us, what would you most thankful, will be the most frank explanation to us?
Thank you very much. So, the United South African Movement, we call it TUSAM, is a civil society organization. We were founded in 2021. It is led by a group of like-minded and concerned South Africans from all backgrounds, and concerned, like most of us, I think, about the direction the country is heading in. We wanted to stop talking and actually try to do something about the country's multiple challenges, things like the lack of accountability across the board, mismanagement, paralysis, and especially the lack of ideas in trying to address our country's main challenges, things like poverty, like unemployment, like insecurity, that I think all of us are concerned about. What is perhaps important to know, you ask me to be frank, is we are not aligned to any one group or political party. We are, in our steering committee, we have people from different political sensitivities. We often actually debate quite vigorously inside our group about a wide range of topics, and it's quite refreshing because we are very respectful of each other and try to have, to talk with nuance about the different problems that we face in this country. We really want to draw, I would say, legitimacy as a citizen convening platform from this political neutrality, or I would say non-alignment. The only thing we are aligned to, if I can put it that way, is our constitutions and the values that are encapsulated in the constitution. So what we see as our mission is to really inspire to radically citizens, individuals and groups, in whether it's in civil society, whether it's in politics, in business, and any other sector, really, to work together towards effective and sustainable democratic change in South Africa. That's something that would look like that. As I mentioned, we're not affiliated to any political party, but we are really attached to the values of the principles in our constitution. Those include things like inclusivity, like equal rights for all, obviously freedom of thought and speech, and justice without fear of favour. And so TUSAM is really about creating a space for dialogue and collaboration that must culminate really in the integration of transparent, competent, accountable, and truly representative government. And we are very determined to facilitate a concerted drive by South Africans of all backgrounds, united in our diversity, to use that phrase, to build a stronger, a more just, and a more representative society.
And what are the faces driving this movement forward?
Well, we come from a very wide spectrum of South African society. I would say, community activists, social entrepreneurs, there's professionals, there's people who work in the civil service, but also in the private sector. So our face, I would say, is probably a diverse in South African society, and that's what we aim to be. We want to be inclusive, we want to be representative, and we want to be engaged. So we most of our members are not well-known public figures, but actually that's not really the point. It's probably actually a strength, I would say, because as ordinary citizens, we are determined to make a difference and have an impact. So there's no one single face, or not even a few faces. We really, consider ourselves to be from all walks of society. No matter how much influence we have or don't have, we want to make sure that we actually have an impact.
And can you tell us of some of the work that you do and some of the work that you have done already?
With great pleasure. So I think, thinking about this, I think perhaps our main achievement at this point is probably the People's Charter of Resolutions and the Charter of Citizens' Obligation. You can actually find this online on our website. We have a website that is tusam.co.za. Every listener is welcome to go on the website and have a look at the charter. And we've consulted, we haven't just written this, you know, out of thin air. We've consulted very widely around the country over several, I would almost want to say years, but certainly months before and after the election to get a sense of what people want and what they need. And these things include, you know, in the Charter of Resolutions, which is the first part of the Charter, you know, things that might sound obvious but that we don't have. So things like the right to a clean government, things like the right to a capable state, the overhaul of our crime-fighting institutions, serious economic reforms so that people can have jobs and prospects of economic growth and personal growth, things like education reform so that we can prepare our children for the next generation's challenges, things like also the promotion of social cohesion and social justice. This is not, I'm just listing these as part that, you know, you're welcome to go and have a look at the full charter and the explanations of each of the sections of the charter. But these things are not necessarily new. They may not even sound original, but we do think it's important to keep them in mind. This is what feedback we've gotten from many citizens. And above all, it's about holding our government accountable. Any government that we have of the day needs to be held accountable. Maybe the key difference with similar charters elsewhere is that we also call for citizens to not just demand rights, that's one important aspect, but also to be active participants in improving society. And this involves things that all of us can, actions that all of us can take. We don't need to wait for anyone to do this. These things are, you know, it starts by getting involved. And that starts by voting, but also between elections, of course, we can be involved every day in our nation's life. It starts by being informed and staying informed, actually, you know, not limiting your views to whatever TikTok video you saw last or whatever, you know, you heard at the braai or at the, you know, amongst your friends, but actually inform yourself and taking the trouble of looking at counter views to your own. Things like acting civil and remaining civil. Don't throw rubbish around, for example. You know, look after your community, clean up, make sure that you don't throw things around and show the bad example to children and to other people. Of course, prioritizing the nation, that's perhaps the biggest one, and recognize that it's really imperative for all of us to prioritize the national interest beyond political affiliations or party allegiances and things like that, and embracing common social norms and values, but being accepting and tolerant of other views and our differences as a country. We really need to be very, very, I think, respectful. I think most of us are, to be honest. I think South Africa is showing a great example at the moment in the global context of a tolerant country that understands that debate is important. I think that's one of our biggest strengths. And we have to embrace this compromise. This is also part of the Charter of Citizens' Obligation by striving to settle any dispute that we have through mutual concessions and rather than by coercion and by force. And there are many different debates in the country going on right now that illustrate this. So our aim is to hold government accountable. And this is one of our biggest sort of plans for the future. We have a number of projects in the pipeline. We are going to participate in the national dialogue that's planned for 2025. We're also really trying to be, because as much as this provides an opportunity for our leaders to work together for the improvement of the country, it also, if it goes unchecked, it could lead to affiliation that can take this country backward. And so it's all the more important for civil society organizations such as TUSEM and other like-minded organizations to play this role of a watchdog. So we have already started to call out publicly some political leaders, some institutions and public servants to be accountable to the people. I just want to mention accountability doesn't start and stop with government. It actually involves every single one of us. It involves the public sector, but also the private sector, civil society as well. We need to be called to account as well. So, yeah. Those are some of the things we've done over the last few months and years.
Thanks. Very interesting. And Pierre, that you're explaining to us what it is, and very interesting. And how can we get involved, and where can we get more information about this movement?
Thank you, Ava. Well, you can start by consulting our website. We also have a Facebook page. It's TUSEM. If you type TUSEM on Facebook, you should be able to get to our page. You can make contact with us. we definitely need, people would love to get anyone in the country to be involved. And in fact, I say in the country, that we have a large South African diaspora living abroad and who are desperate to be involved in our country's national debate. So anyone, anywhere in the world who's interested in where South Africa is heading should, is welcome to be part of TISAM. And you can support us in a variety of ways. You can join by volunteering your time, your input. So we have an email address on the website. It's info@tisam.co.za. You can tell us about yourself and how you can help, and we you know, pledge to get back to you. I hope we're not going to be overwhelmed, but we would love to be overwhelmed. And we definitely are welcoming anyone who's interested in South Africa and concerned about how they can contribute to making building a better future for all of us.
Any closing remarks from your side, Pierre?
Well, yeah, I think again, I mentioned this already, but I think the lack of accountability has been such a feature in South African society. And as I mentioned also, not just in the public sector, and also I would like to emphasize, this does not that date back to, you know, recent years. It goes back way, way beyond. You know, in the previous disposition under the apartheid system as well, we lacked accountability. This is a feature of South Africa's history, and it will take a sustained effort over time to change. But it involves each of us. It starts with each of us, you and me, and everyone else, to use our own agency by being active citizens. People need to ask questions and insist on answers as called for in our charter. And of course, we need resources, financial resources as part of this, but you know, people are even more important. The more we are, the more we're able to put pressure on our, you know, people with responsibilities in society, the better. It's easy to get despondent at the moment and discouraged because we know how slow the system is and how urgent our problems are. But the only way to really reach change and positive change is to get involved. So we need to be actors of our own fate. So I hope that this will be sort of a call to action to each and every one of you and us to get involved. We are agents of our own, actors of our own fate, and we can do things. No matter how humble our lives are, we can get involved, and we need to be involved if we want to see positive change.
Because we thanks again for your time explaining to us the vision as well as the mission of the United South African movement, all of the movement. And I believe that there will be people asking more questions and hopefully also join you in this movement. All of the best, and keep us updated. Till next time.